And it is time to check in on Orange County government, joined on the phone by County Commissioner Penny Rich, who heads up the County Board of Commissioners. OrangeCountyNC.gov is the county's website for more information on county government, including the response to COVID-19 and, of course, info about voting, early voting getting underway tomorrow. Commissioner, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
I am doing okay. I'm excited that early voting is finally here, and we're going to get going on that. Although, as you know, Aaron, a lot of folks are already voted because they did the absentee ballot. So that was real exciting that we got such a response to absentee ballots this time around.
Yeah, I was speaking with actually just a couple of hours ago. We had the elections director, Rachel Raper, on. She said 15,000 ballots have already been received back, and they're still waiting on another 20,000 more that have been requested and sent out. So that's a lot of people voting early this year.
It's a lot, and I took advantage of that, as well as my sons and my mom. I mean, you know, what my goal is to try to keep everybody healthy, and those that do want to vote in person, let's make it a little bit easier for them as well. So if you can absentee, I drove mine up to Hillsboro. It's simple. You sign off on who you are, if you're you, and I'm definitely me, and you pop your ballot into the box, and it's really that simple. And, you know, now that early voting is starting, you could still do absentee and bring it over to an early voting site, and they'll have a similar setup there. So we're trying to get everybody out to vote and make it easy to vote. I know people are feeling a little, anxious because of COVID. I know that Rachel spoke with you today, and I also heard her speak this morning. I guess there was an interview prior to that about the safety of voting, and she explained some of the measures that have been taking place. And, I think they've done an amazing job, and they're ready for people to come vote.
Yeah, we kind of doubled up with Rachel today. It was our top story of the day. Brighton McConnell had done a really good interview with her, I think, just yesterday, and put together a piece. And then we had her scheduled to come on at 3:15 today. So a lot of information today from her and from the Board of Elections about early voting and absentee voting and everything that you need to know getting underway. What's the one thing that you want to drive home in terms of what people need to know about voting, or if there's a question that you're getting asked on a regular basis, what's something that you're hearing?
Yeah, I mean, I think people are really aware this year, so they know what's on the ballot. So that's not as much as a concern to me. There are a lot of questions about the judges, which there usually are, because mm-hmm. people don't do their homework on the judges. So I point them to the websites and also their Twitter feed and some Facebook feed. You'll be able to catch up on some of the things that they've been working on. But, you know, the best is to go to their websites. I think that's most valid. I talk a lot with UNC students and the Keenan Scholars. I've done a couple of programs with them, and we talk about voting and why it's important for, you know, even those folks that may or may not be here more than 4 or 5 or 6 years, why it's important to vote locally. And, you know, that's for students, you know, you're part of our community for that time that you're here. And it is important. Policy is created sometimes around students, and we need you to be aware and vote. So, you know, things like that about local elections and the judges have been the most, I think, confusing to people. Well, if not confusing, but, you know, they needed more information. I think the Board of Elections has done a very good job of putting out the dates well in advance. They are putting them on social media, you know, every day. So that's out there. The Orange County website is also helping make sure that people understand where the early voting is now. I mean, the only change, I guess, is the Board of Elections, the actual Board of Elections building is not a voting site, early voting site this year. That's over where the old Walmart building was. So that's over by Orange Works. That's really the only big change to the election since primary.
And then you mentioned kind of turning to the other big topic this week, the fact that the election's taking place in the midst of the pandemic, obviously. We're starting to see case numbers and hospitalizations starting to tick up across the state. So, again, an opportunity to get the word out about all the safety protocols that people should be just habitually doing at this point to stay safe in the midst of COVID. What should folks know?
Yeah, absolutely, Aaron. And you know, you're right. We should already, this should be part of our daily life right now, because this is what we are still living in, a pandemic. COVID is not canceled. We've not gotten any further than we have since March. We just understand it a little bit better. We still don't have a cure, and we still have leadership at the federal level that doesn't believe in science. So we have to take responsibility for that. And you have to yourself be, you know, you have to evaluate what your risk level could be. For me, it's very, very low. I don't take any risks because I have a 91-year-old mom that I am the sole caretaker of. So I go to the grocery store and that's it. I don't do anything else. But, you know, as we are voting in a pandemic, you have to understand you're not going to be able to go into that building unless you have a mask on. Everyone should already be used to wearing their masks or their gaiters or their bandanas, whatever you're comfortable with. You need to be covering your mouth. There will be bottles of sanitizers out, which you should be carrying a little one in your pocket all the time anyway, to sanitize your hands. Because let's face it, folks, when you take that mask off, you are touching your face and you don't realize it. So please, please, please sanitize those hands. And, you know, most importantly, I think during the election season is let's be kind and give people space. You know, 6 feet is, you know, you and I joked around, Joey Ramone was 6'6". So let's give everybody a Joey Ramone. And, you know, that space is, it's you know, we're looking at these lines in Texas and in, excuse me, Atlanta. And the lines look really long, and they are really long. But if you look at them, people are doing a really good job of spacing out. And so that makes them even look longer. But that's what we have to be mindful of here in Orange County, too. Make a plan. Not everybody needs to go out and vote tomorrow. You've got plenty of time to do it. So, you know, do it when you think a downtime would be, so you feel more comfortable being in that space.
Yeah, speaking with Orange County Commissioner Penny Rich, again, orangecountync.gov is the county's website for more information on county government, including the Board of County Commissioners, which is meeting again, not this week, but next week, Tuesday, the 20th, right? And this is going to be the one with RTLP on the agenda, right?
Yeah, that's going to be the big thing. But before we get to that, we have a couple of resolutions that we're going to talk about. And of course, the first one is the retirement of Judge Fox, and we're going to honor him with a resolution, and he'll be coming on. And then, of course, you know, you've been doing some great coverage of the passing of Reverend Robert Seymour, and we will be passing a resolution honoring his legacy also in Orange County. Just an amazing man. Gave back, you know, just up until the very, very end, he just was a public servant, and no one could even compare to those giant footsteps that need to be filled now. So we'll be doing that first, and then I have a resolution to the governor to against the Hyde Amendment. We need to get rid of that. That's part of my looking into structural racism. That's another one of those policies that are in place that clearly is structural racism. And then we'll get into RTLP, and we're going to, again, we'll have most of the night to discuss RTLP. I think we had a really good discussion last time. Commissioners came up with lots of good questions, and there were some compromises. I think that the applicant needs to come back with some responses to the questions, you know, the environment, some buffers. I think the 40-foot height limit facing Davis Road. I think most of those questions were answered, but we'll probably visit that again. And it should be time to get a vote on that.
Mm-hmm. You also had a work session last week, Thursday, that we haven't talked since then. So what went on there?
I'm like thinking like,
I know it was 6 days ago. That was forever, right?
You know, it's funny. During the work sessions now, I can tell you one thing that's really important, and we've been discussing it a lot. And this might be something that, you know, we'll have future conversations about, or certainly you will, is that how do we diversify our boards and commissions? And, you know, the county has a lot. We have over 400 people that are volunteers on our boards and commissions. And at every work session, we are appointing new people at work sessions. And we decided to do it on work sessions so we can actually have conversations about it. And, you know, the conversations are around diversity, around age. I mean, what, you know, are we getting the right kind of applicants for the right jobs? So that's something that's been really, weighing on everybody. We do collect data, and as a matter of fact, I was just reviewing some of the data. And there's some boards that are doing really well, Aaron, at attracting diversity. But we still have boards that are predominantly white and not really, doing a good job of attracting that diversity. So that's something that we talked about this past week. And we are again working on it. Data and data indexing is really important to get that outreach going. So that's something that I think is ongoing, but that discussion happened. And I'm trying to think of what else we talked about, and I'm not there. I can't get there.
Speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich, and again, orangecountync.gov for more info on county government. Other things going on in Orange County that folks ought to know?
No, I just, I did want to talk a little bit. We briefly talked about COVID, and I just want to say that we are having an uptick here in Orange County as well. And, it's somewhat disturbing because we know that, we could do better, right? We're not immune to this, and we're finding it in places where we haven't found it before, like in neighborhoods and communities that we haven't found COVID before. So it feels like people are letting their guard down, and they shouldn't be. We're going into the winter months, and we know that the health department just put out a really good request for everybody to go get their flu shot. So, Aaron, have you gotten your flu shot yet?
I have not, but I'm scheduled to. I have a doctor's appointment right at the beginning of November, and that's when it's happening.
Okay. Well, so it's that time of the year, right? Because we're inside more. We're not spending as much time outside, although I am spending much more time outside. It's so beautiful. But, it really is time to, pay attention and don't let your guard down and don't think this is over. Nothing is over. We're still very much in COVID. That's about it. We're trying to do our best to move some of these items that we've been trying to get onto the agenda for a very long time. But, we took a pause there for a while, right? Even though the meetings went online, everyone kind of took a pause there, and we had to catch up. And so I think we're doing that. I think Orange County is just beginning to catch up. And I thought of something that we talked about on our work session. We did have an update on a racial equity progress report. And that's something that the GAR, G-A-R-E report, Annette Moore is working on that with a lot of folks that have been volunteering. There's a couple of work groups about racial equity, which is also going to include that. If you recall, we had a listening session right after the George Floyd murder to listen to what people are really expecting. It wasn't only like about cops and our deputies, but it was also what do you expect of your leaders? So we're going to continue to work on that. We got an update at our work session. We're going to continue to work on that. So we've been busy. No one's sitting around doing nothing, Aaron.
Again, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government. Get the agenda there as well for next Tuesday's meeting where the vote will be taken on the RTLP project. County Commissioner Penny Rich, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Awesome. See you next week.